So thanks for everyone for waking up so early to be here. My name is Jackie White, and I work with at the Fenway Institute, Fenway Health in Boston. The title of my talk today is The Association Between Race-Based Preferences and Desired Sexual Practices Among Men Seeking Sex with Other Men on the Internet, and these are the implications for sexual health. Oops, how do I actually play it? And I have no financial disclosures or conflicts of interest to report. First, I'd like to note my key collaborators on this project, Sari Reisner, David Pantalone, and Matthew Mimiega. So in terms of sexual partner seeking online, we know that the internet is among the most common way that men are seeking sexual partners. The internet provides a way for MSM to find communities that are affirming of their sexuality and also discuss sexual preferences while maintaining anonymity that you may not find in your traditional bars or clubs. Studies have shown that using the internet to meet sexual partners is associated with a variety of sexual risk behaviors, and these include multiple or anonymous partners, unprotected anal sex, and substance use during or before sex. So in terms of the literature on race-based preferences, we see that race-based preferences have been shown to restrict sexual networks in both online and offline settings. Previous research has shown that race-based preferences can also lead to feelings of rejection and a perceived hierarchy of value based on race. And this has been shown in qualitative studies among men of color. So given that constrained networks, as well as the internalization of racist beliefs, can lead to HIV risk behavior and ultimately the acquisition of HIV, it's important to determine the existence of racial preferences appearing in the spaces in which men are seeking sex with other men, and this being the internet. So with this study, we conducted a content analysis of an MSM sex-seeking website, specifically examining the profiles of white, black, Asian, and Latino members located within the Boston area. We then sought to analyze the frequency of specific race-based and sexual preferences that appear in member profiles, and then we looked to determine whether specific demographic and race-based preferences were associated with sexual risk behavior preferences among the profile samples. So we conducted the study in October 2011. We analyzed over 1,200 profiles of Boston area members of this website. We then coded the content for demographic and partner selection criteria using a structured codebook that we created in advance. And the study was IRB approved and conducted through the Fenway Institute. For our sample inclusion criteria, we first looked at users of the site, reported being male, 18 or older, and identified as white, black, Asian, or Latino. We also looked specifically at men within the Boston area. We then looked at the population size of black, white, Asian, and Latino members of this website in the Boston area and use the RedStuff Inc. sample size calculator to determine the sample size. In order to reach that target sample size, we then conducted a search by race and accessed every 15th white profile, every 5th black profile, every 2nd Asian profile, and every 4th Latino profile. So in terms of the variables and measures that we looked at, for demographic variables, we looked at age, race, HIV status, sexual identity disclosure, so whether people reported being out or not out. We looked at sexual positions, so whether or not someone indicated being top, versatile, or bottom. We also looked at relationship types, so whether or not individuals were looking for sex specifically, a relationship, or friendship. And for substance use, we looked at whether or not individuals reported using alcohol or using drugs. We also looked at sexual preferences, so whether or not individuals indicated a preference for safer sex, group sex, rough sex, party and play, which is drug use during sex. And then we also created a variable called low-risk foreplay, and so this included activities that wouldn't place individuals at increased risk for HIV, and that included urination, feces play, and oral anal sex. We also looked at race-based preferences, so whether or not individuals indicated a preference for black, white, Latino, or Asian men. And so the referent for all of these is not reporting. So because there was not like a yes-no option and that this was a content analysis, the reference for each is not reporting. With our data analysis, we used SAS version 9.2 statistical software to analyze the data. We ran descriptive statistics for all variables and then used logistic regression procedures to examine associations between demographic, race-based preferences, and sexual risk preferences reported in member profiles. We determined all statistical significance at the 0.05 level. So in terms of our demographics, we see that the age tends to skew younger. The majority of men were under 50, pretty equal between 18 and 25 and 26 and 35. We see that the majority of men is pretty evenly dispersed in terms of race between white, black, and Latino men, and Asian men were not as frequently members of the site. With HIV status, we see that 76 reported a negative status, although 21% did not report a status at all. With sexual identity disclosure, the majority reported being out, 30% not out, and then mixed between discrete or down low and did not report. With substance use, we see the majority of profiles indicated using alcohol or drugs, 65% reported using alcohol and 83% reported drug use. With sexual partner preferences, we see versatile tends to be the most common sexual position, followed by not reporting sexual position. In terms of relationship preference, this category was not mutually exclusive, but we did see that the majority of profiles indicated a preference for sex, with 77%, followed by relationship, followed by friendship. In terms of sexual partnering preferences, we see that 62% reported looking to engage in safer sex only, 39% group sex, 8% rough sex, 5% party and play, and 4% low-risk foreplay. Again, these were not mutually exclusive, so in cross-tab analysis, we were able to see that men who reported safer sex only also reported a variety of other sexual activities that could potentially place them at risk for HIV. So in terms of the race-based preferences, we see that 7% of the sample endorsed a racial preference, and this is lower than we anticipated, 89 people total. And then when you look at it based on race, we see that Latino men are significantly more likely to be able to report or to have reported the endorsement of one or more racial preference. So when looking at associations between race-based preference and sexual risk behavior and separate adjusted logistic regression models that were adjusted for age, race, ethnicity, and HIV status disclosure, we see that endorsing a racial preference, that men who endorsed a racial preference were at greater odds of group sex, rough sex, low-risk foreplay, and party and play in comparison to member profiles that did not endorse the racial preference. When looking at racial preferences by race, we see that white, black, and Latino men, if you look at that total category in the far right, were among the most preferred races, and Asian men were among the least preferred race, and this is both in terms of overall totals and within specific racial categories. We see that black men significantly preferred other black men. Latino men tended to prefer other Latino men and white men equally, and then white men preferred Latino men, black men, followed by white men, followed by Asian men. So in separate adjusted models, we looked at factors associated with race-based preferences, and we see that men who endorsed a preference for low-risk foreplay were at greater odds of preferring white men than profiles or men that did not report low-risk foreplay. We see that men who were reported a bottom sexual position were at greater odds of preferring black men in comparison to men who were versatile. We also see that men who preferred group sex were at greater odds of preferring black men than those who did not endorse a preference for group sex. And this is the same for Latino men. Men who reported a bottom sexual position were at greater odds of preferring Latino men, and also men who endorsed group sex were at greater odds of preferring Latino men. So in summary, race-based preferences were not as common as we anticipated. Only 7% of the 1,200 profile samples reported endorsing a racial preference. And this may be due to the fact that racial preferences were not one of the checkboxes that someone could check when creating a profile. So men had to actually report this within the space of their profile. Black and Latino men tended to prefer same race sexual partnering, which is consistent with previous literature. Asian men were the least preferred of sexual partners, and looking at studies conducted offline in San Francisco, this is not what was found. The Raymond and colleagues found in 2009 that black men were the least preferred of sexual partners. Well, our study finds that Asian men were the least preferred, and that I think in part is due to looking specifically in the Boston area and difference in preferences by geographical location. Also the website used, which not liberty to say which site was used, but it was a more racially diverse site. So I think it's what's more likely that men who are on the site were on the site to find black or Latino partners. Also, endorsing a racial preference was associated with a number of sexual risk preferences. And associations between sexual risk preferences and racial preference varied by the preferred race of partners. So we found that those who preferred low-risk foreplay were associated with a preference for a white partner, while men who had a preference for group sex, this is separately associated with a preference for black or Latino partners. In terms of the limitations, not generalizable to all members of all partner-seeking websites, it's a content analysis, so it's purely descriptive method. Also, we're looking at preferences, and so this is only approximate predictor of behavior. The next step of the study would be to do qualitative work to be able to understand how these preferences may actually impact behavior. Also, lack of response does not necessarily indicate a lack of preference. There was no reliability measure with the coding. And also, we did not include a mixed racial ethnic group. In terms of the strengths, this is one of the first studies to examine the association between race-based preferences and sexual preferences appearing in the profiles of men seeking sex online. For future directions, as I just mentioned, the next step would be to do mixed methods research in order to explore whether racialized content may lead to internalized racism and also increase sexual risk-taking among internet users. It'd also be worthwhile to explore whether race-based preferences may be made on the basis of stereotypes and the impact that these stereotypes might have for men seeking sex on the internet. It'd be interesting to explore the extent to which these preferences may reinforce certain behavioral norms and expectations among specific racial and ethnic groups and their partners. So thank you, and if anyone has any questions, you can answer now. So based on previous research about how the use of the internet can contribute to sexual risk-taking, the internet was an interesting place to start. Also, in both in previous literature and also in anecdotal discussions with colleagues, there was a discussion of how race-based preferences do exist in these profiles and how that might make men feel if they are one of the members of the preferred race or of the least preferred race. And so without having any literature that actually looks at whether or not there are race-based preferences in these profiles, we really felt like we needed to start with a content analysis to see if these are just men's perceptions or if, in fact, this is actually occurring. Like I said, the next step would be able to do the qualitative piece to be able to see how these race-based preferences actually impact men. Yes?
So how
So it was picked based on access and based on working within the terms of use. Ideally, we would have wanted to include multiple sites, but there's little funding for the study, and so really we needed to model it based off other observational research and be able to find a site that allowed us to work within that framework. So like I said, this is a more racially diverse site, and I think the difference is we might have seen different results if we used a site that was maybe more predominantly white or some other variation.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.